USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden held a drive-in rally in Duluth, Georgia. One topic was the pandemic.
We lost over 550,000 Americans. Well, we delivered over 220 million COVID shots in the first 100 days. We vastly expanded access. We got 100 million doses of vaccine, enough for every single American.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the cost of the plan is too high.
These proposals are wildly out of proportion to what the country needs at this particular juncture.
He said the new Biden plans will cause the U.S. to take on too much debt. U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a pre-pandemic low of 553,000 for the week. 16.5 million Americans are still getting benefits under various programs. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The sheriff in Boone, North Carolina, is now saying the son was the person who killed the couple that was found dead in their home. He also killed two deputies who responded to the domestic violence call. Sheriff Len Hageman on WSOC-TV.
He was waiting for the officers, and we had an issue with him over the weekend.
The suspect was found dead inside the home after a 13-hour standoff. Four deputies that were on leave after the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown last week are now back on regular duty. The sheriff says they didn't fire their weapons during the encounter. Five people have been arrested in California for the February shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and the theft of her bulldogs. Police now say one of the suspects is the same woman who returned the dogs for the ransom money. According to officials, the suspects didn't know the dogs belonged to Lady Gaga when they took them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Critics say the Biden administration is not giving out correct border information. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona criticized President Biden for not laying out a comprehensive plan to address the recent surge in migrants at the southern border during his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The junior senator said, "While I share President Biden's urgency in fixing our broken immigration system, what I didn't hear tonight was a plan to address the immediate crisis at the border." End quote. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News agrees. He says using video cameras, they've seen over 60,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States unchecked since President Biden's executive action on the southern border.
This is the largest humanitarian issue on the southwest border going on right now. When it comes to what the cartels are exploiting these people, these children, and then you look at the public safety aspect of this that's affecting all communities in America. In this fiscal year, we've had 60,000 getaways just in this sector of the border.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an undocumented immigrant who challenged deportation. Justice Neil Gorsuch said the DOJ had not been sending notices to appear letters to illegal migrants. Attorneys for Augusto Nieves says he can legally appeal the deportation after being in the U.S. for more than 10 years. For the USA Radio News Networks, I'm Wendy King.